When you get in your car, everything is just how you want it. You've adjusted all the little things, just so. It's comfortable, and everything is within easy reach. We think everything should be like this. Like our personalized pricing when you service your BMW with us. If you've had your car 3 years or more, we'll tailor the cost. The more time that's gone by, the better the price. So, service with us and discover prices that feel as individual as you are. To find out more, search BMW Personalized Pricing.
When you wish upon a box, your friends will get killed when it locks. We saw wish upon, so you know what that means.
Schwarzenegger grow a baby in his belly, rock a rhinestone vest while whipping Justin to Kelly. Or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a bonus speed to hitting cruise control. Jay Lynn, Big Paul, and the beautiful June. Gonna take you from the groove all the way to the room. Bring the games of Street Fighter, help to blow off steam. Just a sucker punch the eye life for Timmy Green. Sharp little the birdemic, how we staying alive. They call him with a badass and he's on the line. Cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice. Cause they're bad.
Angeles at our home, Largo at the Coronet Theater, and we are so excited to start our very scary horror. How did this get hard? I don't know. We don't have a good title for it. We'll come up with one by the end of this. But we are talking about one of the scariest movies ever made. It's kind of like Monkey's Paw meets Final Destination meets a really shitty Disney teen sitcom multicam. Not even a single cam one, a multicam one. Wish Upon is about a young girl whose dad is a junk collector. And he finds the box with writing on it, Chinese writing on it. And he knows his daughter is studying Mandarin, or she's studying Chinese. And he says, you know, this is something that you would like. Take it. She sees seven wishes on it and decides, well, fuck it, let's go. And that proceeds, obviously, to wreck her life. We'll get into all the nitty-gritty of this movie, but that's the premise. And now let's meet my co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Jason Mantzoukas!
What's up, jerks? How we doing, Largo?
Jason, Wish Upon, does this bring you back to your childhood? The idea of, you know, if you could change anything in your high school, would you change something?
Does this movie bring me back to my childhood?
You know, the dream of, the dream of if only I could.
What if a teen movie met like Final Destination? Met like a genie story? I mean, I will say this. Almost everything that happens in this movie happened to me in high school.
I
will say that. So I guess if you ask, yes, it reminded me a little bit of my childhood.
There you go. Well,
my dad did a lot of dumpster diving. But I was like, wait, was anybody else like, hey, he's finding good stuff. I'm like in on this.
I need to ask a lot of questions about this, but before I can ask, I need another voice here, another voice to help figure out what Ryan Phillippe actually was doing. And that is my other co-host. Please welcome June Diane Raphael. Welcome, June.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. June, you know, Wish Upon, it's a teen story. I know that you hate coming-of-age stories.
Well,
you
I
do?
No, I don't love like a whimsical coming of age story.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you feel about Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
I don't love it.
What?
I know.
June, we're friends.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Drop Dead Fred.
It's not. I love Drop Dead Fred.
I'm calling back our own goddamn episode.
I love Drop Dead Fred. But I actually love a coming of age horror.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Wait, what's an example?
This one.
Oh.
I wouldn't classify it. I wouldn't classify it as coming of age, but in a weird way, it kind of, she did mature over the course of this movie.
What if She's All That had murder in it?
I mean, this movie gets started in a rough way. Like, I was not prepared for where it was going. You see a mother send her child down the block, and in this moment, I'm like, she's like, go down to the nest. And she's like, that's when I'll kill myself. Like, she gave herself all of about 45 seconds.
So I thought a lot about this. Now, I knew something was wrong once I saw that mom's face. I thought, oh, no. Oh,
well,
no.
I knew something was wrong.
The mom's upset.
I knew something was wrong when the camera lingered lovingly on the wrapped up, what we now know is this box, in the canvas or whatever. It just lingered on her putting it in the, and you know it's the past because it's all metal trash cans.
Yes.
And she puts it in. She puts the lid on it like we're in olden days.
Listen, later on in the movie, what I thought was, oh, now that I think her name was Mrs. DeLuca.
Mm. No, that's Sherilyn Fenn. Oh, sorry. That is. Yeah. Sorry.
Mrs. DeLuca. I think that she expected that Claire was going to spend more time at Mrs. DeLuca's house.
But I thought she sent her to the bird's nest.
She said, go look at the nest. But I think what she hoped was that Mrs. DeLuca would invite her in.
Well, no, I think you have to go knock and say hi to Mrs. DeLuca. But still, it's a real razor's edge.
Yeah,
of,
I know.
You know, it's like,
listen, that
like,
mom wasn't in a good place.
I want to know what the mom wished for. I don't know. That's a reveal later.
I had, boy, so many. Could not. I can't put together what is this?
Yeah.
This movie.
This movie. Like when it's revealed that the mom had the box the whole time.
The box seems to only travel within a few feet of people in this town.
I want to say this. My understanding is, so did Jerry O'Connell get the box from the mom?
I can call
Jerry O'Connell's in this movie.
Yes.
I can call Jerry up. I
call, Jerry right now.
Right now, call Jerry.
Call Jerry right now. See if he'll FaceTime into the show.
Yeah.
Because he must be friends. He must be friends with someone. Because this is
Jerry
crazy.
Was amazing.
Oh, that you just published his number.
No.
Don't dox Jerry.
No one's gonna look. No one's gonna look. Here. I can do it this way. Let me do it.
Or just text him and tell him.
Yeah, just
to
text him
FaceTime
an important
you.
Question. But okay, so are you saying that the mom had the box, she threw out the box and killed herself, then that trash somehow went to Jerry O'Connell's house?
And Jerry O'Connell then lost his mind, his house burned down, her father, Ryan Phillippe, while dumpster diving outside of Jerry O'Connell's...
No, it goes to her brother.
Her brother?
Like, well, wait, her
what
uncle,
now?
Right? Because
Uncle
remember
August?
Remember when she's going down the block? She's going down the block, and Ryan Phillippe's like, don't talk to that guy.
But I don't think he had the box.
That had nothing to do with the box. That I think he felt like that was his dead wife's brother, right? And he felt like that guy was a jerk to them?
I agree that it was. It felt
it
like there were
garbage?
Stakes there. No.
Do you think the uncle got rich from the box?
I
oh,
do.
God.
Because what? Here's the thing.
Again,
the box,
we should know.
What?
Hey, movie, we should all know.
Because
there's 290 people here like, huh.
Wait, I mean, because
that's
the box.
True. How did he get the box?
But I mean, the box.
You're telling me there were no folks? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the box that Jerry had.
There's only one box.
Yeah, right. There's only one box.
Sorry. When we Jerry
hope.
Had the.
Whoa!
But it didn't seem like it. I guess what I'm saying is the movie didn't seem to start when Jerry's house burnt down because it was like the mom
had
the
box. No, because
that
happened around for a long time.
Right, 12 years earlier.
Right, and then Jerry gets the box, and then I feel like the box went to the
Uncle August?
Because why were they dumpster diving in front of Jerry's house then in the beginning of the movie?
Because they were dumpster diving.
But his house just burnt down?
Yes.
In the beginning of the movie?
Correct.
Wow.
But we find that out at the end of the movie.
I didn't realize it was that close.
Yeah, it was quite recent.
And he says, okay. Ryan says, and his house, Jerry O'Connell's, is right around the corner from your house.
I didn't.
Dun, dun, dun.
Got it.
But
okay.
it is a dun. There's a bunch of dun, dun, duns in this movie that I was like, wait, what? Why? What? Did something just happen that I'm supposed to be like, oh, that's
I did, but I did have the question of what were the mom's wishes, because it didn't seem like she was trying to move her station in life. You know, which honestly, much respect. Like, but what did she wish for?
It's a great point because they go.
Did she wish for her brother to get money?
Somehow, I feel like he must be rich because of the box. Because all wealth is only accrued through wishes.
It felt like box money.
I guarantee that guy didn't work hard for his money at all.
Well, yeah, the mom, classic I guess, case of box money.
Yeah, classic box bucks.
If we
this
are
this guy's rich with box bucks.
There's old money and then there's box
money.
Oh, what did you get? A new house with box
bucks? Box money.
Who's gonna die?
But so I guess in my mind, Joey King's mom did seven wishes.
She must have.
It takes the life of you at the end. It takes
I see
your soul.
What you're saying. Yes.
So, but yet she killed herself. So I don't know.
So did Jerry, though.
So did Jerry, yeah.
Well, no, Jerry, I thought like the flames.
Jerry killed him. Jerry died in the fire. The guy before Jerry killed himself with the rifle.
But Jerry did that on purpose. He locked himself in a room.
No, he was running the safe room, I thought.
That's not my understanding.
Either way, he very well may have. He very well may have.
I mean, okay. we could take a look at some of the clips of Jerry coming in. Because, I mean, this is, I think
Jerry's on screen for like maybe max a minute and a half. How many clips do we have?
We play
one clip
play
and we're
donezo
with
footage.
Jerry. Look at him. When this happened, I was like,
I screamed when I saw him.
Married his high school sweetheart and has two daughters.
By the way,
and that's Rebecca.
Hats off to Jerry for using a real picture of his family.
Jerry, they're like, Jerry, we need you to come. We need you to come and take a picture with your fake wife and children. Jerry filmed. Will you rewind a second?
Yeah.
I guarantee Jerry filmed all of these scenes himself. Will you rewind? Just watch. He's holding the camera. Watch right here. Jerry's holding the camera. Uh oh. And he's like got a selfie going. This is a.
He barricades himself in his house, and that's where he dies in a massive fire. You know what's weird? What's left of his estate is only a few blocks away from your house.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, wait, so
okay,
he
I guess
reveals,
you're right, he didn't kill
Well, I
guess,
so Jerry knew the house was on fire.
He didn't.
So, like,
didn't,
Jerry
yeah.
knew that the house was going to be on fire and he would die in the house
But
fire.
At this point, the box, you know, it seems as though the box drives the wisher crazy, right? It seems like the box has an effect on its wisher the way that the ring does on Gollum.
Yes, the box is like cocaine, and it also is working against
Joey
you.
Joey King is like Motley Crue in the 80s?
I mean, when she was holding that box.
As long as we got this, we can do anything, baby.
When she was holding that box, like, don't take my box.
Yes.
Don't take my box.
When Barb from Stranger Things had the box in her locker, Joey King was basically like, my precious. My precious.
I do think that this movie has a very weird idea of teens because
you think? I'd like.
You don't
I
think
evidence.
They say holy ballsack?
No. I'm sorry. I have a different quote. I think you're a selfish bowl of bitch sauce. This movie was absolutely written by someone in their 40s who's like, this
1,000%.
Is how Gen Z talks.
Oh my God.
This was.
I think
truly
you're a selfish bowl of bitch sauce.
When the nerdy girls are laughing at the cool girl, and the cool girl goes, if you're laughing, why don't you share it with all of us? I'm like, well, that's a thing a teacher would say. Like, like you don't have to reveal it to the popular
girl.
Well,
that's always weird, too, because I mean, I want to talk about the representation of Junes in films.
Yes.
Because I, you know, I know we talked about the hottie and the naughty, and
of course
we talked about that movie and the naughty. Of
the
course,
one thing
her
that
name
you remember
was
is that
her name was June.
Yeah,
and
a movie that I believe if you said you auditioned,
I did audition for the role of June.
I do want to ask you a question. Did you get that?
I did not get that. No. They did not receive an offer for that. But I did in this movie. So at first I was like, oh, what are they trying to say about June's? You know, what is this? What's all this? But then by the end, I was like, oh, this June is one of the heroines of the film.
Ish.
For sure.
She's the only one that does
anything. She took
anything.
The box.
She took
she
the box
to protect her sisters.
She took the box to protect herself and her sisters.
No, no. I thought she was like, I'm going to help my sisters by making some wishes.
No, she was like, I'm not going to do anything so that nothing happens to my sisters.
Exactly. She didn't want to be a part of the blood payment.
She kept it in her locker so her sisters wouldn't find it and make wishes or do something that would cause
fucking throw it in a river.
That's like...
Someone
That's
could like, find why, it there.
Why do we know? Well, who cares? Your locker is safe? I have a lot of issues about the lockers in this school.
Well, let's be honest. The safety of the box is, I mean, like Joey King
did
is
the
just...
box, like, break out of shackles at one point?
The box?
It did. It did.
It didn't break out of shackles, but it was definitely props to the props department. Because they were like, the script was like, they put a chain and a lock around the box. And they were like, oh, we went to Home Depot. We got the biggest chains we could find.
I mean, they're like pirate-sized chains.
It was like, they literally might have been, they might as well have been battle ropes. Like, it was the chains dwarfed the box.
But I have to say, because I was, you know, we spent a lot of time on that box and that creepy song.
Gotta spend a lot of time on that box.
And I have to say, I do have to say that I felt like it was an interesting size and shape. Like, that's a hard... Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a
boxes
hard...
Boxes come in all different sizes and shapes.
That's what I'm saying. And
gotta
I'm
spend
like,
the time.
If I were to read this script, I think I would probably make that box smaller.
Sure.
You know what I mean? More of like a tiny
like a music box.
Yes, and this was a music box, but it was bigger
this
than expected.
This was literally a music box.
Well, in my mind, I don't think it was.
Paul, it played music. It opened up.
But
I will agree with you, Paul, in the sense that a number of times the box creaked open, played its haunting song, and Joey King didn't wake up. So
that
I was
weird.
Like, I thought to myself, and the only reason I knew it was doing it in the movie is because of the closed captioning.
Right.
Because I was like, oh,
disturbing.
Is this just soundtrack? Is this just the soundtrack of the movie, or is this diegetic? Is the little song in the box?
Oh, okay.
And it's then she hears it at one point and is like, oh.
The song is in the box.
Well, I guess like my thought was, if you said, hey, I found this beautiful music box and I wanted to give it to you. Oh, that's what a nice gesture, Dad. He's like, yeah, I found this box with like Chinese writing on it. You like Chinese writing, right? Here's a box, but it has no purpose. It's just a box that doesn't
Well,
open.
It's a curiosity. It's a, you know, it's something interesting. It's like it's like those things you put on your coffee table that don't really have a purpose, but they're interesting to look
we
at.
Have
like,
a box
that's what
like
it
this.
Is.
We have a box like this in our house, and you know what I keep in there? That little thing that resets your iPhone.
Okay, so I will say, we do have a box that looks quite a bit like this box.
What?
Yeah. In
we
fact,
have a box
when I
that
first
looks
saw
like this.
It, I was like, huh.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't have anything in Mandarin on it.
No, it doesn't. But over Christmas during the holidays,
oh boy,
what we like to do with that box is put a ton of bulbs in it and then just have the bulbs peeking out.
Like the box is like vomiting bowls. Like, you know, like a Christmas
thing.
Like the box holds the lights during the rest of the year, but now they're exploding out because they know it's Christmas.
Finally.
They're free from their box
prison. I can open my mouth.
Yeah, but that box does, it's almost the exact shape of this box.
It really is.
No,
it's
I know.
A scary
it's unsettling.
Box. I don't want it out of our
Have
house.
You,
it
you
was
guys
unsettling.
Should try making a wish.
No.
Okay, here's my question. This is where I always get tripped up in these movies, these wish movies. Why not just wish to stop the like consequences of the wishes?
Yeah. She is you know? Terrible. And Ryan, her friends actually say it, and Ryan might say it as well. She is terrible at having a magic box.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
She's not doing it good at all.
Yeah.
No, she is, her wishes get worse and worse. First of all, we talked about like the really wooden labored dialogue. We'll get into Smegma in a bit, but but at one point she's like, oh man, I wish my enemy would just rot. And I was even like, rot?
What a weird thing rot. For a teenager in 2017 rot. To say, I wish she would rot. Then the girl gets necrotizing fasciitis.
Yes.
Which I automatically knew what it was.
By the way, the fact that you just pulled that out without looking down was
I didn't
impressive.
Have to.
And that is like, something you get like with at manicure places.
It is basically like it's like an infection in which your skin is literally dying. Like the necrotizing.
But where are you usually exposed to that?
Oh, I think it's like I don't know. That
like
I don't.
Bally's Fitness.
Okay. Yeah, I think Bally's Fitness, Gold's Gym.
Got it.
24 hour fitness, Equinox.
Planet Fitness.
By the way, when this
Largo.
Girl when this girl gets the body rot,
she got the body rot.
She
got a bad case of that body rot.
They are the nerdy friends have such glee. Like they go like, she might lose a leg.
Yeah.
And no matter how much I hated my high school nemesis or whatever, I'm not psyched that they're dying a painful death.
Like, Joey King, they're like, look at this or whatever. And she's like, huh. It looks like she's rotting. And then she goes. And like basically does like a take to camera.
Yes.
Well, and it's like, are you guys getting this? I think when I said that last night, I think this is happening.
By the way,
they're
also, the school is getting way too much information about it. What body parts are rotting off this girl? But we are introduced to the popular girl rotting, and the way that you're introduced to her is like her two like lackey friends are also sleeping at her house, like one in the closet. Like, what is this?
I think though that was something to me that actually felt real. I was like, oh yeah, I think in high school I felt like cool kids got
slept
to
together?
Have weekday sleepovers. Like, I was
can
like,
you
oh,
imagine,
yeah, that seems right.
Can you imagine having
a midweek sleepover? Like, my head would explode.
I wasn't allowed to go to or have sleepovers, period.
You know
Never
what?
Never mind
it's
midweek.
So interesting you say that, because I actually think that there's no reason for children to have sleepovers.
Wow. Full agree.
I really don't.
Full
it's
agree. Shut
not,
it
we are,
down.
We are parents who have let our children have sleepovers.
Oh, yeah, and will again.
Shut but down the sleepover industrial complex.
I don't think it's good for anyone.
Nope.
Well, no, because the kids don't sleep, then you get them back and more cracked out than ever. But those kids seem to be sleeping fine. I just don't understand why he was like, I'll open the closet door and sleep half in and half out. Like, I would have preferred
them. He was trying to find
them,
a nook.
Yeah, it just seemed uncomfortable. Like, it seemed like she didn't think out the sleepover. I was upset about
They're probably out partying. I mean, I loved the sequence, though, of her going to the bathroom to see that she was rotting.
Yeah, she clearly didn't take off. She didn't put on pajamas. She was just wearing her normal, like, school clothes, because she's wearing, like, soccer knee-high socks to have that reveal of that rotted leg.
I don't think she was wearing school clothes, necessarily.
Well, I felt like she was
I
not,
think
like...
she's in her clothes from the night before.
Okay.
Oh, I
yeah,
see.
Yeah, not comfy cozies. She wasn't in comfy cozies. She was...
CCs. Well,
yeah, because, look, if you're going to go to sleep, you're not going to keep on those big knee socks.
No.
I mean, but the smell not. Must have been tough.
Listen, it was a terrible thing that happened, and...
She deserved it.
I do get scared.
She deserved it.
Oh, well, listen, I always, kept most of my services in home now, but when I used to go out to get manis and pedis, so when I watched that sequence, I was like, oh, it does feel like poetic justice to see someone who's going to get a mani-pedi at an establishment and wasting their time that way. You can't look at your phone. You can't do shit. Okay? It's horrible. And so I was excited to see her come down with that infection. So I guess I was just like this horrible
Wait
girl.
It had nothing to do with the salon.
When did she go to the salon?
Well, no, but here's the thing about
she goes
the box.
She does go to a salon.
The box works in mysterious ways.
Oh!
Because I believe the box kills in a way where it's like, it did have something to do with the salon. So every death was like the... That poor woman who died in the loft, she did have a very dangerous sculpture there.
Yes.
So it's like that, the box produce that.
No,
but the box caused.
But I'm saying
yes,
that I don't think that the box created that infection in that salon. I think the salon already had it.
Wait, what are you talking about, the infection? No, June.
What?
Joey made the wish, I want her to rot. End of story. She starts to rot. It has nothing to do with the salon.
I don't know that I agree with that.
That's not true.
What do you think?
I think this is what I think. I think June's example of the bull statue is correct. I think the box, she absolutely gets necrotizing fasciitis.
But she didn't say, I wish someone stabs themselves on a fucking bull. Like, she goes, I wish my mom is back. The mom is back. Like, I wish her to rot.
It wasn't a wish, it was a consequence.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
No, the wish was for her to rot.
Can I just say one thing, and I want to hear what you're going to say, because I think it's wrong.
Oh, boy.
When she makes a wish, right? I want my mom to come back. I want my dad to play sax. I want to be the popular girl in school. She gets those things. And now, look, there are consequences to those things. Absolutely. The dad, you may have to change your tire on the side of the road. But those things happen instantaneously. And then an innocent is killed.
That's true.
Right?
This is one example of, like, someone being harmed because of her wish.
Well,
no, the dog is harmed because of her wish.
No, those are the consequences.
No, but she wishes, she wishes an evil thing.
Yes, you're right.
And then she threatens her friend. She goes, if you don't let me walk out of here with this box, I'll use one of my last wishes on you. You know, like, so she...
A flawless Joey King impression.
Thank you. Check out Summer 03. I know it. I worked with her. I know.
So you're saying that there was nothing in the salon that caused that
infection? Absolutely nothing.
They do blame the salon in the movie.
The movie has to, because the movie has to, because it makes no fucking
sense.
Yes. So, but like, it's not like...
I think what happened was she wished for her to rot, and then what the box did what the box does best. The box doesn't have to make a logical conclusion
because when she goes, I wish my mom came back to life, the mom's like, hey, it's your birthday. It is?
Fat Albert style?
I think a perfect example, though, is when Ryan Felipe is searching for that screw down there.
Yeah.
There are multiple ways the box tries to kill him. And all of those things that happen, he's already in a precarious position just by his own agency.
Wait, so you think the box set up the gig from out of town?
Wait, I don't think the box is trying to kill Ryan Phillippe at all.
The box sure is.
Because the box kills Sherilyn Fenn instead.
Yeah. Yes.
No, the box kills her friend in the elevator at that time.
Oh, that's the friend in the elevator?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
But that's because of timing. The box was trying to kill both of them.
And what?
It was like, what? Yes.
No, it's a red herring. You're like, uh-oh, the dad got a gig from out of town. The box is working. It's magic.
I think you think the box made the movie. The box didn't edit the movie. I think the movie's trying to set us up that one of these two people is going to die, but the box is saying, I'm killing Meredith.
No, I don't think that's true. I think the box is trying to do a few different things. Like,
guys, I just looked it up. The movie was directed by the box.
The box didn't create the elevator and build the building. The box just took what was probably already a precarious situation with the elevator and made it so much worse. So that's what I'm saying about the salon. There were some unsanitary practices going on.
The girl didn't go home from school, get necrotizing fasciitis, and rot.
She did go to some place where she could get an infection.
Yes.
So are you saying this? The girl's in bed. And she goes, I wish
Fred
my...
Fred is imaginary.
The girl's in bed and she goes, I want her to rot. And then the box is like, shit, well, she's asleep. I'll figure out something tomorrow. Let me think. I'll look at her calendar. Oh, maybe I shall go to a Subway. Oh, okay. And the Subway sandwich maker has an open cut. And then I'll make the... Like, I don't think the box is like going through the schedule. I think it's like... I wanted a rotten box, like, rot. Because, like, when she says, I want my mom back, the sun comes out. I don't know how the mom controls the sun, but the sun comes out, and she's like, I'm here.
Yes,
like,
but you're right about that. But
yeah.
I do think, though, that rotting is sort of something that happens over a period of time. you know,
the box doesn't need it.
I agree with you. I
hear
I think
what you're
I agree
saying,
with you
but
both.
Yeah.
Which is unsettling.
Like, I just feel like, oh, look, this is the problem. This movie has no fucking rules, right? There,
that's what I wrote, too. And, what are the rules of the box?
Right, and, like, and what makes me angry about a movie like this is, like, she doesn't know the rules, right? Right, but because she's not even understanding when people are dying because no one's even telling her. Like, when she says, I want that girl to rot, she rots. But she also doesn't know that that girl rotting is going to kill someone else, too. Like, every wish has an alternate death on top of it. The dog.
Yep.
The dog dies.
The uncle, the dog, Sherilyn Fenn.
And so, yes, when Sherilyn Fenn gets her hair caught in the...
I was so stressed.
That's what I'm saying about people
are already doing things that are a little scary. I did not like where that button for the garbage disposal was. That's a recipe
Why?
For disaster.
But that's a normal
every
spot.
Time, that's every horrible... time she put her hand in that thing, I was like, oh. I was like, oh, no.
I've had to fish around a few times, and the care I take when I put my hand down.
The fear that I was instilled with as a child
of
the garbage disposal as something that would chew me up to death.
Yes. And I'm still trying to understand how she died.
Well,
I thought it shot
it breaks her neck. Her hair gets caught in it, and I think it breaks her neck.
Well, she also is like, what could possibly be caught there? So are you saying, that the box was like, okay, she's cooking carrots. So I'm going to make her miscut a carrot big enough to cause an issue.
I think the box is doing too much work.
But
Paul, and this is my point about the elevator and Ryan Philippe. The box has also got that water on the stove. So
Wait,
that
you think
was
the box
another
is cooking the pasta?
It's date night for Sherilyn Fenn and the box.
I think once that box knows it's time for blood payment, it's working on many different angles. It's like, it's
All
right. working everywhere.
She'll, we'll get her. The box
Anything
is like, okay,
that
we'll
that
get her hungry
sees.
For pasta. She'll start boiling water. And then, we'll, you know, she's going to want to make a pasta primavera.
The box is doing so much work. The box, that's too, no wonder there's so many gears inside of it. Did anybody else think that there was going to be a physical manifestation of the demon from the box or the evil from the box?
Oh, interesting.
Because there was that ornate carving of like a demon inside, right, or something like that. And I was like, oh, there's going to be a physicalization of this evil at some point, and we're going to get to see what we're up against. Nope, we're up against a box. Whole movie, just box is a bad guy. What about a movie where the bad guy is a magic box?
And you never get threatened and no one knows the rules of it. Because she really, I don't think at any point Joey King gets the rules. Like at some point she's
You
like,
know how I know she doesn't? She's dead at the end of the movie.
Look, the end death got me. I was like, I thought it was all going to work out great. I love final.
So did Joey King.
That was shocking.
Ryan was very clear with her. After the seventh wish, it takes its toll or whatever.
Well, let's go back to her house. So this is the shot after the mom commits suicide where the bike is still in the same spot 12 years later.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The daughter goes in.
Yep.
Daughter goes into the house, catches a mom, boom. Bike was never picked up.
Yep.
And then the dad, Ryan Philippi, is not... Like, I was trying to figure out, what is he doing? Like, he is collecting pieces of trash to sell?
I think he's selling scrap metal. And,
but then later on...
The guy says, about the box, this will fetch a good price at the swap meet or whatever. I think they're getting stuff and going to swap meets and, you know, whatever, estate sales or whatever, and selling stuff from fancier houses.
But then at one point...
I thought that they were just looking for, like, metal and parts and stuff.
It didn't seem like they
necessarily had an eye for
it felt like
antiques.
It felt like... I'm basing it off of him saying that'll fetch us a good price at the swap meet, and the dad being like, I could do something with these. I can make something
with
these.
Well, the dad going, I'll do something with this is like, well, wait a second now. You're going to make shit? Like, are you... Wait.
So you don't believe he can make shit?
Well, I didn't think that was part of the deal.
Why? Just because he's a saxophone player?
I thought the deal was I jump into dumpsters and find cool shit.
I'm a dump jumper.
A jump dumper. A dump jumper. He's a dump jumper. He's a good old fashioned dump jumper.
A jump dumper is someone who jumps and shits.
Joey King is very embarrassed, understandably, that he's dumpster diving while she's doing, like, while she's heading into school.
Yeah, he's doing it literally across the street.
Across
from school,
the street. And I
and
did
seems
think...
so like, we're across the street, you nerd.
Yeah, it was really.
This movie is about bad parenting.
Well, I was going to say, this movie is like, hey, look, don't dump jump. And everything is cool. Because really, if the dad didn't dump jump.
Well, here's the, no, I'm not gonna say don't dump jump.
See,
because
if
dump
the dad,
jumping
but
is
wait,
totally
guys,
fine.
Guys, I think if the dad didn't dump jump, she would still have been hit by that car.
No. Because she would never have given the box to the guy.
No, she would have been. So I think that was ultimately what we were supposed to walk away with, which is this idea of like, you can wish for what you want to wish, and you can fantasize, and we can believe that. We can change the course of our lives, but ultimately, like, you might get hit by a Chevy Tahoe.
No! June, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right? I really...
I'm right!
I don't
I am
think
right.
so.
June,
I
you are
I'm
not right.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I think that was the moral of the story. It's not my
The moral
take.
Of the story it's is the, story. The box fucking takes your life.
No, that's not. That happens to be true. But that's not the moral of the story.
No, the moral of the story is don't be so selfish and wish to be popular and wish to have people love you.
Yeah, live in the moment because the next fucking moment you could get hit by a white Chevy Tahoe.
Nothing is for free. The thing is, nothing is for free.
I can't fault Joey King or Claire, as she is called in this movie, too much because she has truly, for all of her bad decisions, of which there are so many.
So many.
Because her mother killed herself in front of her when she was a child, and her father is gonzo, and is...
He seems very into it.
Out.
No, he's drinking a Pabst. He's like, I got you a box. You like Chinese. I get it.
I honestly didn't know how to feel about him, actually, because I was like, oh, I feel for him, you know. He's in the garbage... In the garbage, but I was also like, oh, I think he does love her, and beyond the fact that he wouldn't do his work, you know, in a place that was outside of her school, like that felt aggressive.
But that dumpster is a good dumpster.
Well,
though.
I did
but
feel
it was
though,
a great
like,
dumpster. But he seems
it
like
felt
a nice
to me
guy
like
too.
Molly Ringwald being embarrassed of Harry Dean Stanton.
Absolutely.
It's the embarrassment of having a blue collar dad in a world in which you are surrounded by all these rich
this
kids.
Wealth.
Right? Am I right? Is that the right casting?
I think it is. I think you're right.
Absolutely.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. That's pretty.
Don't worry about them. Worry about us.
But I do think that there is something about, like...
We said you're right.
Okay,
all my books
like,
said you're
maybe
right.
Maybe that's the wrong movie. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's like, look, our audience is young. That's like an old movie to them. That's like black and white. That's like Casablanca.
This audience is young?
I guess the issue that...
There's a bunch of... is not a young audience. Just for the listener at home, I'm looking at these motherfuckers. And if these people are young, I'm fucked.
I guess what this movie basically does kind of put the task is don't be poor. Right? Because it's sort of like if you're poor, your life is gonna suck. Like, I mean, there's no like defining like, hey, look, we may be poor, but we have a great life. It's like, no, we're poor, our life sucks, and you are hated. Like, everybody in that school hates her because she's poor.
Is
not because she's got a bad personality. She's a great artist. Like, you're poor. Your dad's a dump jumper. Like, they only dislike her.
Your whole family's dump jumpers.
They literally are posting.
My family's rich with box bucks.
They literally are posting.
Look at that young guy going to the bathroom. Our audience can't hold a piss for the length of one show. That's youth.
I did ask a question though in the middle.
We are like 50 minutes into a show. Oh, gotta pee. Ah, Gen Z going to a show. The youth.
But I will say, like, I didn't know if this movie was parody because
there are these things.
The saxophone, really.
The saxophone,
I was like,
when he pulls out that saxophone, I'm like, that's parody, right? That's parody.
I think so. But, you know, what was so wild about that scene was how they lingered on Barb. I mean, for a long time.
Barb was, frankly, soaked for her dad.
I mean,
this is incredible stuff.
Hot sauce.
Again, something kids say
hot
all
sauce.
The time.
Also, why is the dad setting up like an impromptu concert in the living room? It's not like a practice session. It seems like I'll put a show on for my kids.
There's also something happening, which is no matter what wishes Claire makes, her friends are not affected by them. So when Claire says, I want to be the most popular girl in school, and everybody's like, oh my God, and they clap whenever she comes or whatever, her friends are like, what's wrong with you? Her friends are not impacted by the wishes at all.
No, her friends
are... You want them to get some, collateral...
Her friends should be like, oh my God, you're so popular. We love you, too. Her friends should be acting identically to
everybody else
who's now reverential to her.
Well, but there's something really interesting
about...
they're
psyched about the spread on that island.
Oh, yeah. When it benefits them, of course.
Sweet spread, yeah.
Well, when they all bought those $800 purses. But I will say, the friends are like, this is killing people. And she's like, but why didn't you make a wish for me?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, Helen, I just told you it's killing people.
You know I want to get into that school.
There's a lot of weird...
And then when the things get undone, because that's the other thing. Again, I don't want to harp too much on... There's a lot of huge problems that are just rules-based.
Yeah.
So, when things start to become undone and, now they lost all the money from the uncle.
Right.
The uncle didn't pay taxes, so now they have to go back to being in their old house and they're poor again. But that doesn't bring anybody back to life. Dead people remain dead. The dog is still... It seems to me like they say if you destroy or get rid of or give away the box, all of your wishes will be undone. And that seems
you will live... the loss is that you got your wish. You gave up the box. It's a tricky box.
It's a tricky box.
You started out trying to explain it, and then you just... No. I won't accept that as an answer.
So my thought was this.
You can't just end it with, it's a tricky box.
It's a tricky box.
Fool me once, shame on me. Won't get fooled again.
The idea is this. In my mind, the box is like this.
It's a tricky box.
The box has a simple goal. You got 7 wishes. You do whatever you want with the 7 wishes. And by wish 7, I take your life. That's the deal. I can make as many wishes or as little wishes as I want, but every wish has a death consequence. Got that. So if you have the wherewithal to cut yourself off from the box, you give it away, you throw it away, you put it in a river, you put it in a sack, you go kill yourself, whatever you do, those deaths are permanent because you did get to live that life.
You
rode the ride. So that's it. If you want to get off the ride, that's your prerogative, but you rode the ride and now you're done. And I think, so I guess in my mind, if she kept the box would be like, I never come back for me. I know it's a long con.
So did they lose the money because Barb stole the box?
Yeah. Once the box is gone.
No. That money.
Why did they lose?
Lost the
now
house.
I really actually want to drill down on this. Why did they lose the money?
Because Barb hadn't taken the box by that point. I think that's when she started to maybe tie the box up. Yeah.
Okay.
I think she started to try to put some parameters around the box and teach a lesson or two. And I think the box was like, you're about to learn something, sweetie. And that's when it was revealed that Uncle August hadn't paid his taxes in 10 years.
Yeah, and they lost the house.
By the way, they moved into their
old
house.
And she's also not popular anymore. Everybody at school is actually treating her like shit again. And the necrotizing fresh-ass girl is back and throws a drink on her
again. Well, because I guess the idea is... Once you start hurting the box, putting it in a fire, putting it in the trash, banging it with a stick, the box is like, well, now we're not friends anymore. You know, it's like, don't put baby in the corner. Don't put box in the vent.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's what we know.
Fuck around and find out. Yeah.
I thought for sure the movie was going in a direction that it actually didn't go into fully, which I was a little bit disappointed in, which is I thought that Joey Kingsrather arc was going to be being the bullied girl who gets her stuff thrown on or whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then because of the box, she was going to become super popular and she was going to become the mean girl that she was stood in opposition to at the at the beginning, and would have to learn the lessons of, actually, no, I have to treat my friends right or whatever. But instead, like, just everybody around her dies and she just keeps wanting to wish for more stuff herself.
Okay, genuine question. So you two think she died at the end for the Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah.
Because...
Is this wishes. Product placement?
I used to drive that exact car.
By the way, Chevy Tahoe is the best way to kill a high school student.
But if why? You, so
if
why,
you want it done right, Chevy Tahoe.
She didn't feel anything.
So you think that...
And the driver was
the box. That was the box at the end doing that?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's her seventh wish. Her seventh wish was to go back to the first day that her father found the box.
I need to wait.
She does it. She hands the box to the kid. Then she is the price that is paid in blood is hers.
See, this is what I love. Because June is like one of the smartest people that I know. And I want to understand, though, how you saw it. Because you might be looking at this.
Well, I wasn't counting. So I actually did not know that that was seven.
Okay.
So at one point, I was like, how many wishes?
You just thought that the car hit was... And so
just
you were,
an extra.
And
I,
like,
well, I actually, what I still maintain, by the way, is that that car hit, because we do know that that girl is a reckless driver. So I do think one of the lessons from the movie, probably if it were a better movie and I was making it, would have been
you gotta make these movies.
I know, I got to.
You
got
were
to.
Offered this, right?
I was, and I passed on it. But I do think that it would have been a more interesting movie if it wasn't the box at the end. And the box is probably working on several different ways to kill her. But life just took her out because that's life.
Like, if we cut to the box at the end, the box is like, eh, shucks.
Well, no, here's, you know what? Here's the, and I think, I understand what you're saying. But I think the reason that, that's not exactly right is because... That would mean that Joey King successfully outsmarted the box
right.
by going back to the first day. And there is no way that the person set up in this movie outsmarts the demon box.
But
God.
Here's the thing.
I think I saw a better movie, to be honest.
I do too. Here's what I'll say. When she makes that final wish, the box should go...
And it didn't.
It didn't. Yes.
It should have done. It should have played in the backpack.
Yes. It needed to open its mouth.
Because when the music ends, the price or whatever
we
it's needed, said to say.
Like, or we cut out the final shot of Ryan holding the thing. It's like, ding, da, ding, da, ding.
Yeah.
He's like,
huh. That's a really good point.
They keep talking about the multiverse too, her and Ryan.
Yeah.
As they talk about the multiverse so much that I was like, are all these... choices, either Meredith or the dad or whatever, are these going to be multiversal options? Like, this is the box is jumping her through different realities. In this one, your father died, or in this one died, or blah, 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 blah. But no. Multiverse not in this movie, just something that young people talk about.
Did
whoa, you fuck with multiverses? Yeah, I fuck with multiverses. We're both young, let's kiss.
Did you watch the post?
I'm 50 years old and I wrote this movie.
Obviously, multiverses are big in the Marvel films, but also big in Marvel films are post-credit scenes. Did you guys watch the post-credit scene?
No.
Here we go.
Holy cow. Are you kidding me?
Nope. All right, so here we go. Post-credit scene.
I hope Jerry O'Connell's in this.
He's digging a burial for the burlap sack.
Don't do it, Ryan. My precious.
Can I pause it for a second? Ryan is digging a small grave for a backpack. After watching a girl that he kind of just fell in love with get killed. And he now, after digging a small grave, is like, is anyone watching me? Like,
there's also, keep in mind this, he did not fall in love with Joey King because she's gone back to a period before they hung out.
No,
the last time they talked,
he was always in love with her, Jason.
But at the end, they had this connection. They almost
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. But he doesn't know any of the trials and tribulations they went through during the course. Yeah. That's all I mean. But
so,
yes.
Yeah, so.
What?
Clean it off. Take a look.
Seven wishes.
Now, how great would it have been if he goes, seven wishes, I want Joey King to come back. And Joey King is back and she's like, fuck!
Dude, no!
You freed me from my mortal coil.
But in now, this, in the rationale of the movie, now I feel truly awful for Ryan Phillippe. He has lost his wife and now his daughter to a cursed box and he has no idea. He just lives in a world where he's jumping his little heart out, trying to put food on the table.
But does he
lose?
Both
his wife and daughter have passed mysteriously, and he has, in a way that is the, in a way that is so interesting.
But does he lose?
His family's been killed by a box.
Does he have no idea? Does he lose his sax power?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he's back to dump jumping.
I'm trying to remember, what was that wish? She wished for her dad
She wished for him to be less embarrassing.
Well, that didn't work out.
That was the wish? It's something like that. It's almost that exact thing.
I will say this. Ryan really needed an emotional regulation to me. Because Ryan would be like a real solid friend. He's like, okay, we're going to figure this out. We're going to figure this out, Joey King. He'd be like, you know, how many wishes did you make? And she'd be like, I made five. He goes, you made five? Oh, fuck! Fuck! Like, every time she would say something, he would explode. Like, it's like, look, I understand this is a shitty situation we're in. And you know what? Look, I was trying to get the box. What? Oh! Like, it was like, I was like, why is he yelling at her
Because his cousin is dead. Like, he's suffering the consequences.
Well, she was a slut for wontons. She was a slut for wontons, so she deserved it.
What?
You're slut-shaming the cousin because she wanted wontons?
No,
because at one point he goes, can I pay her? And he goes, well, she's a slut for wontons. What does that mean?
Oh,
that she only takes payment in wontons? I didn't even understand what that meant.
Well, I think that is what it was. Like, buy her some wontons and she'll do the favor for you. And she'll fuck the wontons.
It just felt like, it felt like a bad recommendation. It's like, get her some Cheetos
Honestly,
and she'll
I
do
I am also a slut for wontons, and I feel like if I did someone favor.
Yeah. We're almost married for 15 years. I didn't know that.
Cut to late tonight. You're just like walking in with a big platter of wontons. She was like, I wasn't serious.
I really liked that actor, though. This is the weird thing about this movie, and we'll go to the audience, but I'm like, it's very watchable.
You know, oh, yeah,
I found
absolutely.
That guy to be so watchable. Barb is in this, you know. The other actress who plays her other friend, Michelle.
I thought all of the Mean Girl crew was great. Everybody's, and the hunky boyfriend who becomes obsessed with her. I thought it was very, it felt like a good, slick teen movie.
Yes.
That, boy, do I wish had a better script or a better story.
It needed a better script. I'll read you one of the things that John Leonetti, the director, said. He said, when they first gave me the script, I read it, and I was like, I'm not interested. And then they sent him another one, and he's like, okay, I'll do it. It didn't ever seem like he was fully invested in the script. At one point, he did describe the sequence with Ryan Phillippe with the car thing. He's like, yeah, we kind of just pulled that right out of our ass. We needed a diversion for a scene with Meredith in the elevator. So it seemed like...
Well, that seems to answer the question if the box was trying to kill him at the car.
Let me go out to the crowd. Obviously, you have some questions. I'm out
here right now. Oh, please be careful, Paul.
All right, I have a question right here. If you could make a wish, any wish at all, what would your wish be? And then,
I guess if I would wish that anything involving this box was just be a Jacob's Ladder scenario.
Ooh.
Oh, okay, interesting. I like that. Okay, and I don't understand, but it sounded good. All right, so, your question.
So my question was like, did you when Ryan Phillippe is trying to like fix the car? and then these like two cars are like kind of like doing like Tokyo Drift style. Do you think like it could be like the characters from like Fast and Furious were in the
Yeah,
car?
He was like he was changing his tire where they were shooting Fast 10.
I would say the stuntmen for Fast 10 were like, hey, before we go on set tomorrow,
let's practice.
Dude,
was that Ryan Phillippe?
All right, your wish, and then your question here.
My name's Rob. I wish.
Look at him trying to grab it. Look at it. No. Is that hand?
I held it good.
So close.
Hand is really going for it.
I wish this movie was better.
All right, great.
Obviously, Sax Daddy was my favorite part, but
Sax Daddy.
We don't know what Claire's mom's wish was.
No.
Do we want to theorize that Claire maybe died as a child and her mom wished her back and now it's like a big box circle?
Wow.
Maybe.
Well, we also don't know how many...
Everybody's fucking loving God. That. The audience is like, ooh, ooh. It's like everybody's getting a little massage.
Ooh. Well, I did find it rather strange that she didn't wish for her mom back till she got like
that's what
three
I mean by,
wishes in.
That's what I mean by she
know?
Didn't know. Like, I think that was five.
That was wish five.
She
like, I'm
was
sorry.
Dog
that's,
shit with her wishes.
That's truly. Now, I can understand wish one. You don't really think that's going to happen. But
well,
by
wish one was
two,
an accident.
Wish for your dead parent back.
Wish one was a pure accident. That was just a teen talking about her friend
rotting.
The movie is like, what if Gremlins but a box?
Well, but Gremlins didn't grant wishes.
That's true.
All right.
You got me on that one.
Your question, and I see you written it down, so yeah. What's your question?
My question is, wondering what the size of this town is and what the police and emergency services think about the amount of ridiculous deaths going on.
This is a great
question.
Because I was surprised that the old man who died in the bathtub, that was covered on the news. It was like, it didn't seem like, look, I get local news, but that felt like a real small, like, old man died in bathtub. We're running with it. That's our lead.
Beyond the couple, beyond Ryan Phillippe and Sherilyn Fenn before she passes, there are no figures of authority in this town whatsoever. Like, the kids run roughshod over this school in a way that is profoundly insane. And there's not a single teacher that's like, hey, break it up. No, zero.
Oh my God, we haven't even talked about that fight.
The fist fight in the cafeteria that nobody is suspended for. Nothing happens.
It's a slap fight. And it made good content.
And I would think that Claire had heard just from being in this town, because it does seem like a smaller town, about this man whose entire family died.
Like 3 blocks from her house.
3 blocks from her house. You hear those stories, but...
you don't have to talk about it. You'd be like, oh, yeah, that house burnt down. You don't know all the... She's a teenager. She's playing her Pokemon Go game. By the way, there is a Pokemon Go game in this movie that's so weird. And then, look, I know it's hard to do technology in movies, but the technology here, at points I was rewinding, I'm like, what are they even seeing? Like, their take on Instagram was so hard to read. It was like text at the top.
Pixter.
I'm like, what is this? And why are there multiple pictures with different headings? I'm like, is it Be Real? I don't see what I'm getting at.
I'm also obsessed with texts in movies like this because the font is so,
so
big.
I wrote that. Yes. It's the font in order to read on camera
so
has to be for a
big.
Teenager to have like 24-point font.
Yeah.
That's what I have.
And then because
I'm old, not like you young people. I love when House Lights came up and it's like legitimately the elderly are here. The audience is RIP'd. This audience is donezo.
I do want to just go back. Like,
it's wall-to-wall nanas and bubbies in here.
I do want to just go back just for a second, not insult our young crowd here. but the Pokemon Go game, so Pokemon Go, if you don't know, is a game where you chase down Pokemon.
Are you explaining Pokemon Go?
By the way, I do need the explanation.
To our youth-based audience?
That's exactly why.
You find Pokemon? Like, there could be one right here?
Yes.
Ah, that's terrifying.
I got him.
Yeah, wow. So Pokemon
and so who
Go.
Who puts them there?
The game?
You
the
know
game
what?
Puts
I actually want to know that too. Who decides where the Pokemon
yeah.
go?
And this is why I was explaining
box
it.
Box do?
John Pokemon.
The box does? The box controls Pokemon? Interesting.
But in this game where, like, you know, Pokemon Go, like, wherever you are, if you're in different areas in the world, different Pokemon are there, you're collecting them, you're fighting, whatever. But okay. In this movie, it felt like there were real people. Like, at one point, she's like, oh, Madam Nazira is here. But then she, like, got her sights on a real person in the hallway. It's like, shh, 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 like, killed the
No,
real...
there was nobody in the hallway, though.
In the hotel hallway... There was no one.
Oh, I thought that's what
But
you
in
meant.
The
I
high
apologize.
School hallway,
I'm sorry.
There
okay.
was, I thought.
Okay, you so, might be right. I was picturing
me,
the right, hotel.
Hold on, I may have a clip of it. Let me see. Hold on.
So, just to go back to a second to the box, because I feel like we haven't talked about the box in a while, but.
And it knows.
And it knows,
and it wants
aware.
To be mentioned, or it's going to kill one of us.
But.
God, I hope the show isn't like incurring the wrath of the box.
I really hope
what
it's
was
not.
In the box?
The box. The
what
box
was in the box?
The box didn't buy tickets and was hoping there was a seat and it was really... Here, this is the Pokemon.
Monster Mutant Slayer? Dumbest game ever.
Hey, don't mock what you don't understand, dude, okay? If I kill Lurch and Louisa and hack that parry, I level up to Mutant Killer. And if I get Malphorn Molly, I'm a Monster Mutant Master Man. I know, awesome, yes.
And Malphorn Molly is who's in, I believe, the hotel.
Right.
That's who she needs to get.
Don't mind him.
My bad. Seriously, bird ass?
I guess we don't
this
see
is
this.
Crazy
next
stuff.
Level. This bullying is massive.
Crazy stuff.
Like, wham!
Well, I gotta say that whenever I see Joey King's or Claire's art in the film, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Throw fucking milkshake on it. I don't care.
Did anyone else think that on the scavenger hunt they were gonna find the box?
Oh.
No. Wait. Right.
I thought that was a missed opportunity.
That it was just gonna be somewhere?
That
I think
a part
you
of
think the...
the
box is more sentient than it is. I think
that
you think the box
sure...
is like jumping around and
no,
moving.
I thought for sure part of this scavenger hunt that they've teed up from the beginning of the movie
yep.
is going to lead us somehow to the box.
We don't even really get the scavenger hunt. They just
no,
get to a hotel.
We never get to see it.
Because Meredith gets killed in the midst of it.
Yeah.
Can't even
but
enjoy
so,
a good scavenger
but
hunt
by
with the
way,
box killing
and
someone.
And I'm sorry to by go back way, to this one more time, but are you saying that, well, I think maybe I'm saying that the box...
Are you saying, wait, I think I might be saying, am that, I talking right that, now?
I think the box did control that Pokemon Go character.
No, the box controlled the elevator.
What?
The box controlled the elevator.
Right, but I think the box might have sent her
up. You think
up.
The box lured her up there so that it could get her with the elevator?
I think it's possible. I think it's possible.
By the end of the movie, before she goes back in time, Joey King, at age whatever she is in this movie, 15, has seen so much death that it's that she should be like in a ball on the floor, just being like, "What is happening?"
By the way, what do you think actually happened to Ryan Phillippe? Because that was the best death in the film.
Ooh. He got chainsaw decapitated.
His head
got chopped off.
His head got chopped off.
Chainsaw.
Okay,
chop chop.
All right.
Right.
That's exactly what happened.
Am I wrong?
I would have liked to have seen a little neck action.
The movie, I think because of expense, didn't do a bunch of the gorier gags.
I thought, and I appreciated that for one. And I thought it was well done.
Yeah, I thought the scares were good. Obviously, we have opinions about this movie, but there are people out there with different opinions. It is now time for second opinion. Here we go.
Just a small town girl living in a shithole world. Everyone at her high school is such a dick. Dumpster diving with her dad and finds a music box. Her wishes will make her so cool. Rotting faces, ponytails in garbage disposals. Oh no, her wishes killed that dog. Don't stop making making wishes. Though it kills everyone you love, at least your dad is hot and plays the sax. It's my second opinion. This movie has no flaws. I will give it 5 stars. No notes.
Amazing. Give it up. Wow. Not
great work
of the park.
Home run.
Home run.
For
indeed.
Those of you listening at home, that person was 16 years old.
All
just
right.
One of the youth that loves How Did This Get Made, a podcast that is going on year 13.
Wish upon.
An audience made up entirely of middle school kids who love bad movies.
One of the reasons why we picked this movie is because it is of the sample age of our audience. Wish Upon has an average 4.2 out of 5 stars. Which is very different than its tomato meter rating of 19%.
Wow.
62% are 5 stars, 7% are 1 stars. Linda Burris writes this. Title, Scary Sale. Was a scare. Makes me think twice about yard sales. 5 stars. And then this one goes, this is from, the name is CDG, Technical Writer Since 2000. He writes, now, like the Wishmaster said, be careful what you wish for.
Who's the Wishmaster?
Not in this movie.
By the way, I wish there was a Wishmaster.
I think there was a movie called The Wishmaster.
Oh, really?
So the Wishmaster says, so, like the Wishmaster says, be careful what you wish for. So, I'm not going to wish you would watch this movie, but just do it. Whew. I'm glad that's over.
Who's this? Okay. Oh, people are lonely.
Yes. Yes, they are. Life is hard.
Life is hard.
It is. And unexpected often. Like, you think you've wrapped things up, you're walking back into school, and then bam,
Kablamo.
You're hit by a Chevy Tahoe.
Chevy Tahoe. Built tough. No teenagers ever survived.
Poor visibility in the front.
I didn't even see her. And you'll never see her, so you won't feel guilty.
You won't see her coming. It's not your fault. It was the box. Your Honor, it was the box.
By the way, when she does get hit, the placement of the bodies, like her body is like on another car's hood. And I feel bad for that person because that person was innocent. The driver of that car. But she's got, the driver of that car is like, oh, I got ass in my face and my windshield.
You also see that guy get out and be like, on the phone immediately, like he's calling AAA because there is a corpse on his car in front of school. Again, no adults visible. Except her father in the dumpster.
Joey King's friends don't approach. The people who hit her don't approach. You're like, shit, weird. Hope we're not going to be late for school. This one right here, written by Muffy Roberts. I like this one, and I wanted to ask June her opinion about this. It's suitable for children over 7.
I'll give you $1,000 to show your kids this movie.
7?
No blood, no gore.
Oh, I see.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I see.
The moral of the story, nothing is ever truly free. You must earn it or pay some other price. Why did the mother kill herself at the beginning of the movie? And what was wrapped in the blanket that she so gently placed in the trash?
What?
Oh, my God.
Is in the review?
And why was the dog so interested in it? Side note, when the music box played, it sounded like the Twilight Zone. 5 stars. Budget of this movie, $12 million. Opening weekend, $5 million. Domestic gross, $14 million. Worldwide gross, $23 million.
Okay.
Top 3 movies of 2017, Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, Beauty and the Beast, live action, Fate and the Furious. And this movie came in 193 of the top 200 movies of 2017. It was beat by The Fast and Furious, XXX, Return of Xander Cage, Valerian,
Geostorm. Geostorm! The Snowman and the Disaster Artist. How Did This Get Made movie. That was it. And boy, oh boy. I mean, this movie is a real interesting film because I would say, like you said, June, it's really watchable. I might recommend it, but it's also, like, if you think about it, like, it's a movie that if you give it any thought, it completely falls apart.
As that second opinion writer
yeah.
so eloquently established, even while trying to give it 5 stars, started to pull at the threads of the movie.
Well, I mean, but that the threads were answered. We know it was in what the mom put yeah. in the garbage. We got it. You should know that. Like, I mean, that just seems like bad movie watching. That was like, yeah, that's not a... But I like movies like this. I love Final Destination, like those movies where it's like, hey, you avoided death, but it's coming for you. It's going to get you. I like those movies, but I feel like the deaths were good-ish. It wasn't scary.
You know, go ahead, sorry.
No, I mean, I'm really struggling because I did really like the ending, and now I don't know what to think. You know, because I wasn't counting the wishes, and I didn't know that was a seventh
wish. Wait, so that actually, the fact that she was killed by the box actually hurts the movie for you?
For me, it does, absolutely.
You like the movie where she's like, she was going to get killed
yes.
either way,
no
so just
what,
live your life.
No matter what, you would like the movie better. For you, the movie should have been, she wakes up, goes to school, kisses a boy, gets hit by a truck.
Yeah, great movie. Great movie. Because to me, what I took away
Somebody
from it.
Somebody edit that together. Put it out. The movie's 7 minutes long.
I was like, oh, what a great choice, you know, that she's trying to outsmart this box. And I do agree, the box would have gotten her, right?
So I think it did.
Well, I agree to disagree, I guess. But I'm going to go with my ending because I think it is a bit of a choose your own adventure, especially because of when that music starts.
I think, yes, and I do agree.
Especially because of that music.
I think that for me, the movie, and a little bit of what you're both saying, I believe is true. Like, so many of the pieces of this are, like, actually good.
Yeah.
You know, good actors, good. It looks good. There's, like, but the faults and the holes and the lack of rules mean that we are constantly trying to help the movie make more sense.
Yes.
And
so
I
that
did.
It, we can
I
enjoy
did.
It more.
Well,
you know?
Because to me, what I loved about the ending that I saw was I was like, oh, yeah, that's absolutely right. The most terrifying, the most things that happen in life, the horror, the real horror of life is the chaos, is the unexpected things that happen. It is not...
I like, and thematically, love that.
Yeah.
I wish this movie had been, if in fact that is the case and that was the movie's intention, I wish the movie would lean into that more. I wish the movie would lean into some of its stuff more.
Well,
and that's why I think Final Destination or movies that are a little bit like this
clear.
Movie spends too much time, unfortunately... unsuccessfully, because I think it could have been good, trying to service the teen story. So it's not just a straight horror,
right.
grind kind yeah. of slasher, whatever. This it's also trying to be a makeover. She becomes popular. She has all of her wishes come true. And it's trying to operate on the teen movie level as well. So it ends up being neither nor. And so it's not as fun.
Well, I guess...
I wanted it to be much more fun.
I think that there are some confusing things about it. I think I would have liked this movie better if the mom said, go ride your bike down to the nest, and then a garbage truck plowed into her.
The mom. Yeah.
Like, her committing suicide... Well, her committing suicide automatically screws
disagree,
up
yeah.
the premise, right? Like, the premise is, like, you will be killed by...
Or
like,
it
will take your
saying.
Soul.
Yeah.
The other part of it, I would have loved for something clearly positive or happening so that we understood the mom made a wish and then paid a consequence.
Right.
You
like,
I mean?
Hey, you were only in that cast for a day. Or, hey, your leukemia went away. Like, you know, now go
right.
ride
like
your bike.
It starts with a doctor's visit, and it's like, wow, the tumors have disappeared in young Claire.
Go
and
ride your bike.
And the mom is like, uh-huh, uh-huh, okay. And then Dunzo.
Yeah, then it's Garbage Truck City.
Knock, who's there? Garbage Truck City.
And that's why I'm a garbage man.
That's why
and
the
I'm
dad's
so
a dump jumper, yeah. because he's like, those garbage trucks killed my wife. I'm going to go and I'm going to get all the garbage so those trucks won't be driving our streets.
Would it surprise you if I told you This movie was a 2015 Blacklist script.
What? Well, I know it surprised her. That was incredible.
Yes, this movie was a 2015...
Just silence with what?
This movie was a 2015 Blacklist script. And on the official trivia page, what? This is actually put together by Molly Reynolds, one of our producers here. This is not a true fact, but I want to read it because it makes me laugh. It said the part was originally offered to Danny Glover, but after an extensive audition process, they gave it to Joey King instead. Danny Glover, obviously the star of movies like Lethal Weapon, an older man who is...
What are you talking
about? What are you saying right now?
Danny Glover was offered the Joey King part?
Clearly that's not
true. Very talented actor. Can he play a teenage girl?
It clearly is not true, but it's so odd that it's on the official trivia for this movie that someone was like...
What are you talking about?
Like... I don't
so
know, but I want
right
to give
now.
Props to the bit. Like that someone was like, I got a funny bit. I'm putting on the official
can
trivia
somebody,
page.
I would like to put it out there, maybe to Avril or a fan. Maybe see if you can do a cut, an edit of the trailer where
I'm
every
too
shot
old
of,
for this shit.
Every shot of Joey King is replaced with a scene, a moment from a Danny Glover movie.
Whoa.
I
would love
that. Would have reunited Danny Glover and Ryan Phillippe, who would have played his father from the movie Shooter.
Boom. There it is. We got three. We got,
You know how else you know that young people talk? This is a movie by young people for young people. Is she and Ryan spend their time in the car talking about who ripped that fart in first grade? That's what teenagers who are falling in love talk about. Remember when you ripped
farts
a fart in first grade and blamed me? And then everybody called me McFarts or whatever?
Farts and multiverses.
That's what young people talk about.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out tonight. One more time for everybody here at Largo.
Thank you.
Alec in the booth. Devin in the booth. Cody in the booth. Scott in the booth. Thank you, everybody, for coming out.